ladies and gentlemen, Pat Tomasulo.
That's right. Oh, that's for you, Pat. Special.
Oh, that was that was fantastic. I require that every time I show up at WGN at 4 in the morning. I got to throw a rock at the security window to wake them up. And then once they're up, they're on their feet. But just getting them up is the hardest part of it.
Pat Tomasulo, of course, from WGN TV Channel 9 and also stand-up comedy. And we're going to talk about both of those things. Something happened this morning on the 9 at 9.
Yeah.
That I thought
was
you
were awake. Yeah.
Yes, you were awake. And you landed, I thought you landed a great joke that Larry and Robin just went right on to the next thing. It was
Let me tell you something. Well, tell me what the joke was, and then I'll react to it.
It was a 9 at 9 thing, and it was about how making my canned tuna taste like pulled pork. And you said this is for people who don't eat pork, people who want to save money, and people who like to throw up. And I'm like, and I'm like, that's hysterical. At least I thought so. But
well, John, you know what it is. They're one day I'm going to be gone, and they're going to truly appreciate my genius. You know, there's the old saying, you don't know what you got until
it's gone. Yeah.
And, you know, they just see me as the wisecracking jester on the end of the desk, and they have their little conversations, and that's fine. Listen, as long as you and I can both sit here and discuss my genius, that is enough for me.
Yeah. I just thought I'd bring that up because I was disappointed at their reaction. I'm like, hey,
this
is a funny thing. First of all, who wants, well, okay, I guess somebody wants their canned tuna to taste like pulled pork because there's a story, but mine, really, just even that headline, I'm like, come on.
I will say, in fairness to them, I also am not paying attention to 95% of our show. So I completely, listen, you're up there for 4 hours. Oh, my God. I tune out everything.
Yeah, I can imagine. Nah. Yeah, that's a long haul, and it's very early in the morning, I got to say. So let's turn to, before we get to the funny stuff and where you're going to be, let's talk about this fundraiser that you've been doing for years for a disease, if that's the right word, a condition that your wife has been suffering from for years and years.
Yeah.
And you've been doing these Laugh Your Face Off benefits. And as I understand it, this next one, Saturday, April 25th, expanding into the Navy Pier Grand Ballroom.
Jack, you are on. The email just went out 3 minutes ago.
Well, you know, that's
what
all
are you doing? Are you monitoring my online activity? I just sent this email this morning.
Well, people get emails. What can I tell you?
Yeah. This is big news. We usually do it in the fall.
Right.
We've been doing it in the fall for the last couple of years. We started in the spring, but then COVID hit and everything got cockeyed there. So we wanted to expand, and it took a little while to find the right space and the right way we could do it, because our event is, it's really unique in the way it's set up and in the way it's presented. And we had to find something that would work. And so, we landed on the Grand Ballroom at Navy Pier. We were able to hook up with some good people to kind of work on this with us this year. And we wanted to expand. You know, we've been at the Park West for, God, I don't even know, 6 years, 5 years? And they were great. But, you know, we were selling out in a week and a half. And so we've needed a bigger space for a little while, and hopefully this will be it.
For those who don't know, explain the reason behind all of this.
Yeah, so my wife has had a disease called trigeminal neuralgia since 2001. So what that is, it's somehow the nerve in your face is damaged, the trigeminal nerve. You have one on each side of your face. It controls all of the sensation on that side of your face. And somehow that nerve gets damaged. Sometimes there's an anatomical reason, but in a lot of cases, it's completely idiopathic, meaning there's no reason that they can discern for why you have this pain and nobody else does. And doctors call it the worst pain known to mankind. It's like stabbing, electric shock-like, burning, horrific facial pain. Think of like the worst toothache you've ever had and multiply that times about 100. So we started this fundraiser in 2015. We just had our 10th one last year. And we raised money for the Facial Pain Research Foundation, which I am one of the trustees that helps run. And we fund our own independent research for new cures and treatments for TN. Some people, you know, find relief with medications, and some people find can have their pain relieved through a specific surgery. But a lot of the patients we work with have exhausted all of their options, and we're trying to find them new ones. And we've raised over $4.6 million in 10 years and hoping to really add to that next year.
I know that it is April 25th of next year.
Yeah.
Is it too early to get tickets, if that's the right expression, or make a reservation?
Tickets will be on sale. So tickets will be on sale in early 2026. So those won't be on sale yet.
Right.
And then, you know, sponsorship information and donor information, I'll start trying to get people on board in the fall or, you know, late fall. I'll probably start reaching out to people. But you know, if anybody out there is listening and interested in being involved, either in a sponsorship capacity or to donate, you could just go to laughyourfaceoff.org, or you can reach out to me directly on my website, patthomasulo.com. I personally answer all of those and talk to every sponsor and every donor. So I'm accessible if anybody wants to get an early jump on being involved.
Well, I hope you fill the Navy Pier ballroom to the rafters. That's a beautiful venue. And
yeah, me too, for all the money we're going to spend on this place. Better fill it.
And it holds a lot of people.
Hey, listen, don't think I didn't think long and hard about moving to a union shop. Believe me.
Oh, no, I can tell you stories, but I'm not going to. So let's get back to, you know, you sit down to do the news, but you stand up to do the comedy. As I like to say. Yeah.
So. Not lately. I don't know if you've noticed, but I had knee surgery, and I may never walk again unless I sell out all five shows. That's what the surgeon said to me. Yeah.
What kind of knee surgery?
I had my meniscus worked on.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that. So are you, like, mobile?
Yeah, I'm just now getting mobile. It was supposed to be a little cleanup. And then I woke up, and they're like, hey, we had to repair it. So instead of 3 weeks, it's going to be 5 months. And then I had some issues before, you know, after I had some complications. But, you know, I'm starting to move around now because I'm a champion. And that was the one thing the surgeon said. He was like, listen, if you want to get to 100%, you got to sell out all five shows at Zanies. And I was like, well, can I sell out two or three? He's like, listen, if you don't want your knee to bend past 90 degrees, then sell out two.
Oh, but, I've been there. You know, you've got the physical and physical therapy. Let's not forget that, Pat. I mean, come on.
It was pretty. I went to the surgical center that morning for the surgery. And I swear to you, it was like all guys my age. It was the most stereotypical. Just everybody's, you know, and I can hear the nurse in each room going, oh, I was playing basketball and my knee twisted. And the next guy's like, it's my shoulder. It hurts when I do this. And I'm like, just kill me now.
Standing, sitting, whatever, however you're going to be, whatever position you're going to be in. You have dates coming up at Zanies and Rosemont.
Zanies and Rosemont. Yeah, I guess that's my favorite. It's my favorite club to work.
Yes.
And if you have me on when I'm doing my shows in Old Town in December, I'll say that one's my favorite club to work at. But I really mean it this time. No, it's a great club. Zanies and Rosemont is one of my favorites. It's where I filmed that special.
Yes.
And we're going to be there. I mean, what day is it? It's next weekend, 19th through the 21st, Thursday through Saturday.
Yes.
Five shows. You get free parking over there if you validate. That's cool. And they got a big field there if you want to do some wind sprints. I don't know if you've ever been to that entertainment complex. And there's a sugar factory if you don't care about your health or your or your body composition, but the show is going to be fantastic. It always is fun working over there, and we always get some great crowds.
Yeah, so Thursday the 19th, Friday there's two shows, and the late show, of course, probably a little looser because people drink. Saturday the 21st, two shows. And then I see down the road in August 16th in Michigan City, Indiana, headlining at the Uptown Social.
You ever been there?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
It's a nice place.
Like, yeah, it's like an old converted church, right?
Yes, and then absolutely.
They were like, let's make this church as unholy as possible, and let's bring a bunch of degenerate comics in here to tell jokes. I did that place last year. They were a pretty wild crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did it the day that the Trump assassination happened at the first one. The fact that there's two is just mind-boggling that you have to clarify. And I was like, I had a Trump bit, but I'm not going to do it because out of respect. And they were like, don't do it. It was like they were wild. I was like, you people are animals. I had no idea Michigan City was this crazy. That was a fun show.
So what about the content of stand-up these days, considering the way of the world?
Yeah, no, you mean like, is it, or do you have to be careful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like the pendulum has kind of swung the other way on that, right? I think for a little while it was you had to be really careful and people were getting called out for material.
Right.
And now, I mean, you know, as long as Kanye's on Twitter, I think the bar has blasted through with what you can say on stage now.
Of course.
I've never worried about it because I talk about things that are some third rail stuff, but I think I do it in a way that's very like disarming and I think if you're smart and you're crafty and you're you can kind of toe that line.
Pat Tomasulo, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great time at Zany's in Rosemont and the Uptown
Social.
Why
don't you get over there? I don't think I've seen you at a show yet. Let's get a move on.
You know, Saturday, August 16th in Michigan City, you might see me there.
There you go. That would be lovely.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us, Pat. Be watching you on Channel 9.
Thank you as always, my friend.
You bet.